We're glad you're here, Avery, because we do a youth message every Sunday. And this one especially for you. Have you ever made a mistake? I mean, what did you do when you realized that you did make a mistake? On anything. It could be putting together a toy or a puzzle or something. Or, you know. Yeah, it's, you kind of go back and look at it and try to redo it again. Like maybe, like if you're putting together something and you've got the instructions there, and I'm bad about this, and I try to follow the instructions and I put it together and it just don't look right or work right, so then I got to take it all apart, and since I made that mistake, and try to put it together properly. Well, Jesus talked about a lot of different things, and one of the things we're going to look at this week is the what we call the Good Samaritan. And sometimes when we make a mistake, it's either with family or friends, or maybe we come upon something that somebody messed up, and you know, and we should have the willingness to stop and say, "Hey, let me help you. See if I can't help you put this back together or correct the mistake that was made." But in this case, when there was an area of Israel called Samaria, and there was a group of people that lived there that really wasn't Jewish or liked the Jewish people or anything, but Jesus came to minister to everybody. He didn't care where you came from or what town you came from. So he was telling them the story because this area of Samaria, when the Jewish rabbi went through that area, and there was somebody that was robbed and beaten and laid along the road, the rabbi just kept on going. Now, we as people of God, we're supposed to stop and help somebody. And then other times, there was another one that came by, and he just passed right on by. So Jesus used that opportunity to tell a story about the Good Samaritan. Because here comes somebody that wasn't godly or had a relationship with anybody. He stopped and helped the person. And the person was pretty well bruised up. So he bandaged him and took him to a place like a hotel. And gave the fellow at the hotel money to take care of him. And he said, "If that's not enough, when I'm on my way back, I'll stop and pay you more." So sometimes that's a mistake that we make by seeing something that we could help somebody with and then not doing it. And it's hard because you say, "I don't know if I want to get involved or reach out to somebody that I don't know." But it's just part of our human nature that we should be willing to help somebody that's in trouble. So those kind of mistakes, I think, can be rectified. But just normal old mistakes. The good thing about Jesus, he said, if you make a mistake, just repent. Change your mind, and I'll forgive you, and I'll help you put it back together, your life, that is. So, if you haven't accepted Jesus in your life, that helper, as we call it, just say, "Lord, I know I made a lot of mistakes, and I know I'm a sinner. Please help me." And I can assure you, he'll come into your heart, and he will help you along life's way. Amen. Now, I know you've got a church home up in Birmingham, don't you? So I know you're on the right path, because Your Aunt Tina told me that you are a wonderful young Christian woman, and she's so proud of you. And we are too, because we hear about you and your family and all that Birmingham stuff. That's pretty cool. And this guy's all right too. Yeah.